Blog Talk Radio.
God's glory. Just a wonderful day to begin to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Just an awesome day to praise Him. Amen. The praise is what we do. Oftentimes we don't take time to praise God enough, and we want to always remember what God has done for us and forget not our benefits and blessings of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So as we're talking about praising God here on the broadcast, we're just magnifying God right now as others are dialing into the broadcast. Let's just go ahead and get some praise scriptures here and set the atmosphere for our wonderful King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. So I have here some scriptures. I just want to set the atmosphere today. There's nothing like the word of the Lord to be spoken over your lives and to be able to hear about the goodness of God. He's great and worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. So as we just look at some praise scriptures today, and we're just going to magnify God with His word. Psalms 34 and 2 says, "With all my heart, I will praise the Lord. Let all who are helpless listen and be glad." At Psalms 34 and 2. And I'm reading from another translation. So I'm going to read a little different from your King James Version. First Peter 2 and 9. "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." That's 1 Peter 2 and 9. Amen. Psalm 69 and 30 says, "I will praise the Lord God with a song and a thankful heart." Amen. Praise God. And as I'm going over our praise scriptures this morning, go back and meditate on these scriptures, and whatever tries to come your way today to discourage you, or whatever comes your way to try to bring your spirit down, just begin to praise Him and recite the scriptures. They will change the atmosphere. Another scripture comes from Psalm 71 and 23. It says, "You have rescued me. I will celebrate and shout, singing praises to you with all my heart." Amen. Praise God. That is awesome. You have rescued me. How many times can we say that? That God has rescued us. He's brought us out. He's delivered us. He's turned things around for us. In the midst of what we were going through, he rescued us. So it says, "I will celebrate and shout." So somebody right now owes God a celebration and a shout. Sing praises to you with all my heart. Amen. Praise God. Another phrase scripture says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his host. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heaven of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens." That was Psalms 148, verses 1 through 4. Wow. These scriptures are really blessing me today, because what a wonderful way to wake up in the morning to be able to hear praise scriptures about our God, how we should praise him, how we should magnify him. And whatever is on your mind that is troubling you and worrying you, this is how you begin to defeat all of the things that are on your mind that are troubling you, by speaking the scriptures into the atmosphere. So another scripture is Psalms 149, verse 6. It says, "Let the high praises of God be in your mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand." That's Psalms 149 and 6. Amen, amen. We're going to do about three more praise scriptures, and then we're going to go on with our prayer. Those of you that are just joining us, this is the Message of Christ Church. And right now we're just setting the atmosphere with praise scriptures. We want to praise God. When we come to the broadcast, we want to come with the praise on our lips and with the praise in our heart. Amen. Praise God. And so we're just speaking into the atmosphere the very praises of God and who he is. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Psalms 148, verses 11 through 13 says, "King of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven." Wow. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for your scriptures today. Amen. God. Another praise scripture is coming from Hebrews 13 and 15, and it simply says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hebrews 13 and 15. Wow, that's powerful. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. See, your praise is supposed to be continually there. Praise God. So we want to continually go before God. And the good times and the bad times, times where we don't feel like it, just go before God continually. The Bible says that is the fruit of our lips. Let your first fruit be a praise in the morning, a thanksgiving to God in the morning. Glory to God. You'll begin to see things turn around. Things begin to excel in your life. Amen. Amen. Our last scripture is coming from Psalms 103, verses 1 and 2. These are our praise scriptures for today. We're going to keep a praise on our lips today. We're going to put a praise on it. We're going to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We're just going to be so full of praise today that the enemy won't be able to come against you in any way. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sometimes you just have to praise your way out of it. Sometimes you just have to go before God with your hands lifted up with just a hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Psalms 103, verses 1 and 2. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. Wow. That should be a testimony for so many people. That should be, glory to God, your praise to the Lord. Let all that praise the Lord with your whole heart. Amen. Give God your whole heart when you're praising him. Amen. Give everything to God. Your best praise, your first fruit praise in the morning. Amen. Praise God. Don't get up complaining. Don't get up thinking about what you don't have. But rise up in the morning. Amen. With a thank you and a hallelujah. Glory be to God. Rise up with, amen, glorifying God and magnifying God. Let all that I am, praise the Lord. All that is within you, praise the Lord. I will praise his holy name. Yes, God. Let all that I am, praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. Let us not forget what God continues to do for us. Oh, glory to God. Let us not forget the protection that he shows us each and every day. I don't know if Sister Judy is on the line, but, you know, I was on my Facebook page and I saw the picture of the car. Glory to God, that the car that she was in when she had the accident. And if you looked at that car, glory to God, you would think that there were no survivors. That car is totally damaged. And so those are the type of things that if you look at it, you can't help but praise his holy name. I know Sister Judy has a praise, but how many people can rejoice with her? And how many people have similar situations, pictures? And if you don't have pictures, you have a memory of something that God brought you out of, that if people only knew the depths of what you went through. It may not have been a car accident. It could have been a sickness that was so deadly. You were, amen, counted out by the doctors, but yet you are still here. It could have been something that was so devastating to your mind, an abusive relationship, or, my God, in the name of Jesus, it could have been, amen, glory to God, that you were fired from your job, and to this day, you still don't have a job, but each and every day you have food on your table, and yes, and God is just continually blessing you. It could have been that you lost a loved one, and you almost lost your mind because you couldn't handle the fact that that loved one is no longer here. But, oh, my God, don't forget about what God is doing and how he continues to keep you. Oh, Jesus. And all that I am, you might be looking at one of your children that you know should be behind prison doors or has been behind prison doors, but God is now doing a new thing in that child. My God. And all that I am, praise the Lord. See, sometimes people are not going to understand your praise. They're not going to know what you've been through and what you just came out of and what you're going into. But with that, you still got a praise. You still have a praise. That all that I am, praise the Lord, with my whole heart. See, praise is not something that somebody has to pump you up about. All you got to do is examine your life and see what God has done. And if you can't find anything that he has done, because we have some people that think that just because God wakes them up, that's something that God's supposed to do, and so they don't praise God for it. Amen. Praise God just because you're able to eat. Some people think that's something God's supposed to do. Amen. When there's some people that don't even have a mouth, and there's some people that have to be fed, there's some people that have tubes in their body to feed them, but yet we still sometimes don't take time out to thank God. There are some people that even don't thank God for the ability to walk. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. I see people every day that don't have legs. Amen. Praise God. That have had, amen, amputations of their legs. Amen. Praise God. Some people, amen, were born without any legs. Amen. Praise God. But yet those that wake up every day, they're able to put their feet on the ground. Amen. Praise God. Don't stop. Amen. Praise God. To even say, God, thank you for my legs. Thank you for my feet. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you even for my toes. Amen. Praise God. My God, today I'm getting excited when I talk about giving God praise. Amen. Because I think that as a people of God and as a body of Christ, we overlook what God does on a daily basis. That all that I am, look at who you are and look back at who you were. My God. The wretch, the sinner, the filthiness of your life before God saved you. There are some people that think they're all of that. They don't think they need to give God praise. They think that what God did, he should have did. He didn't have to do. He sacrificed his son, his only son, for you to come out of sin, to not die and go to hell. Sometimes we need to reflect on those things right there, those things alone. Our God is enough for God. It's enough for us to give God praise. So keep these scriptures in your heart and never forget the good things that he does for us. My God, thank you, Jesus. Never forget and never think that you are exempt from trouble. There are a lot of people that feel like since trouble has not hit their home that they don't owe God no praise, but somebody woke up with trouble all around them. Somebody woke up with peace all around them. So wherever you find yourself, whether it's trouble or peace, you still should put a praise on it. And never forget the good things that God's doing, what he's done. Some of us have children that God has blessed with jobs. And there are other people where their children don't have jobs. But either way, thank God that they're still here. And thank God that he is still providing for them. Amen. And so you just want to continue to put a praise on it. We just want to continue to thank God for who he is and what he does in our lives. We give him praise just because of who he is. And don't be mad because you're waiting on something and it hasn't come yet and you feel like, I'm not going to praise God until I get it. Oh, glory to God. Some of us need to repent of our attitudes towards God and praise him. Glory to God. Praise him. So I just wanted to start the broadcast off today with some praise scriptures and just set the atmosphere to put some things in your mind concerning praise. It's important that we have a life of praise, something that we need to have continually in our life is a praise. Amen. Glory to God. So welcome, everybody. Praise the Lord to all of our broadcast listeners, to our listeners that come here to the broadcast each and every day. Hola. We do have some Spanish listeners on the line. And I'm sorry, Spanish listeners, that's about all I can do in the Spanish realm. But I promise you I'm going to work on it because I believe that God's taking me to, amen, praise God, the uttermost parts of this earth realm. And I am going to need to know, amen, praise God, other translations, amen, of our English language. Amen. Praise God. So God bless all. God bless all. Amen. Blessings, glory, and honor to the King. Amen. Praise God. And praise God for all of you that are here today to join us. Amen. In this time of worship. Amen. Prayer and hearing the word of God. Amen. We do thank God for you. Amen. This is the Message of Christ Church. And I am Pastor Sylvia Staples, and I tell you, I am so excited to be here today. I am full of God's glory this morning. Amen. Praise God. I'm a little hoarse today. We had a powerful service over at my apostles' ministry, Apostle Dion Hill. God bless you, Apostle. God bless you. Awesome, awesome man of God. I'm so glad to get connected to Apostle Dion Hill and Kingdom Valley Ministries. It is just an awesome, awesome, awesome ministry. Thank God for the service.
on yesterday. They got Smith all the way down from some part of Memphis, Tennessee, one of the suburbs in Memphis, Tennessee. So we just thank God that he was here to grace us with a word from the Lord. And I just thank God, Prophets Michelle, working so good, Prophetess Denise, amen, and Prophetess Toya, amen, everybody that was there, all of Message of Christ that came out. God, praise God, praise God. Amen, glory to God. Amen, we just thank God for you. Amen, glory to God, and how that, you know, God just came in and just moved so powerful in the service. And Pastor Richardson, God bless you. And to all, amen. Those that came out and sacrificed and came out to the service, our sons and daughters gathering. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God that we're able to come together in fellowship. Amen. And just experience the power of God. Amen. Experience the power of God. And I want to thank those of you that came out to our family network yesterday. Oh, my God. We did have an awesome time. Those of you that sacrificed and came out and brought your families out. It was so awesome to see families come out to get the word of God. I pray that you were blessed by the word that we talked about anger. So those of you that came out, amen, and pressed your way, we're going to be meeting at the library monthly. So if you missed this time, amen, look forward for the next month to come on out and join us. We're going to be having our services right there, amen, on Saturdays, amen, praise God. So register, because we just want to be able, if anything changes, we can always call you and say, the location change or the time change, so we know who's coming for those purposes. Amen. But please join us on Saturdays. Our ministry, 1701 North Milwaukee, 1701 North Milwaukee. We are just excited about what God is doing in our ministry. Our ministry is growing, and God is moving and adding on, and it's just awesome. Amen. Thank God for all of our intercessors that pray here on the broadcast each and every day. I certainly appreciate you and what you're doing in the kingdom. Amen. Blessing the people each and every day coming to the broadcast. Amen. Laboring in prayer. God is going to bless you. Awesome, awesome, awesome. He's going to bless you in an amazing way. Amen. Praise God. So, it's a blessing, amen, to be a part of this ministry. Amen. Praise God. And so continue to lift our ministry up in prayer. We will continue to pray for you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. So quickly, let us go ahead and just have a short time of prayer. Amen. Praise God. And then we'll go ahead and get into the word of God for today. Amen. Praise God. If you so desire to call our ministry, we're not taking prayer requests, meaning that we're not calling you back to pray with you, but we welcome the prayer request. If you have a prayer request, please feel free to call and leave it on our voicemail or text us your prayer request. Or a lot of people are going to the website. The website has a form on there for you to leave your prayer request, and that way our intercessors that are visiting the website can see your prayer request and they can lift you up in prayer. So we're not calling back, but we are lifting you up in prayer. And our number is 773-609-2071. Amen. That's 773-609-2071, if you so desire to call our ministry for prayer. If you have any questions concerning our ministry, call. Amen. Praise God. And we're asking all to show a seed into this ministry in this this ninth month that we are in. Amen. Just send a financial blessing. Amen. Praise God. Concerning your birthday. Amen. Praise God. So in the number 9. Amen. Praise God. You can send $9, $90, $19. Amen. Praise God. $29, $900, $9,000, $1,900, but so in the number of nine in this season, hear the Lord saying, and he just dropped that in my spirit. And you know, normally we don't ask you to put a dollar amount on it, but I do know that in this month there is a great birthing that's happening in our lives, and so showing is always a very powerful way, amen, praise God, to open up the heavens. Amen. Praise God. Show in the number nine, $59, $69, $49, $39. Amen. Just put a nine on whatever you're sending out. Amen. Praise God. I want to see you sowing that seed in this month, for this entire month. Amen. Praise God, of September. Amen. Praise God, as we are in this month of birthing. Amen. Praise God. Put, amen. Praise God, a sacrificial offering. Amen. Praise God, and send it out to the ministry. We're going to be praying, amen, praise God, over your financial seed offering concerning your birthing. Amen. There's something that you believe in God that you're going to birth out in this month. Amen. Praise God. So you have some time to get that into, amen, the mailbox, or just go to the PayPal, or you can just PayPal me. Amen. Praise God. I have a PayPal me account that comes straight to me, or you can send it straight to the ministry. Amen. Praise God. My PayPal account is Sylvia Staples. PayPal me. Amen. Praise God. Either you can go to the website, amen, SylviaStaplesMinistries.com, and sow that seed. I'm telling you, when you do that, I'm telling you, God is going to miraculously, somebody seeking the Lord concerning a health condition, and this is the moment where you're going to birth out good health. And so go ahead and sow that seed. Amen. Praise God. Put a nine on it. Amen. So in the ram of the number nine. Amen. Praise God. $599 or $509. Just make sure you put nine in there if you're sowing, and so big. Amen. Don't limit what God's getting ready to do. Amen. Praise God. And you're sowing. Amen. Praise God. Don't complain about it. Don't worry about it. Once you release it, God's going to bring more in. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So we've gotten that out of the way. Amen. Get your sacrificial offerings in. Amen. Praise God. And believe and trust the Lord. Amen. That this is going to be the season and the timing. Amen. That you're going to birth that thing out. Amen. A lot of births are happening. Amen. Praise God. This is a great month where you're going to see. Amen. Praise God. Your promise. So I'm looking forward to praying over your offerings. Amen. Praise God. Even before you get your financial seed into the mailbox, I want you to text me or send me an email so that I can begin to pray for your release now before it reaches my hands. Amen. So our email address is messageofchrist@yahoo.com. Amen. Praise God. I know some of you are continually blessing the ministry, but this is a sacrifice. If you've already given, sacrifice again. I hear the Lord saying, sacrifice again. Amen. Because what I see in the spirit realm, I see releases from heaven. There are divine releases. And so, my God, release that financial seed this month in the realm of nine. So I want my intercessors to continue to put that out each and every day that you're on this broadcast. Remind the people that we are sacrificing a seed offering in this month in the realm of nine. Amen. Praise God. $19. Amen. $29. Amen. Whatever you're going to give, amen. If you're going to give in 75, then give 79. Amen. Praise God. And just stand still and see. I'm going to be shutting myself up for a night of prayer over your sacrificial offerings. And, oh, Jesus, I feel the holy power of God right now. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And do not forget the good things that he's doing for you and what he's going to do. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, SylviaStaplesMinistries.com or MessageOfChrist.net. You can go right there. There's a PayPal or you can just send it right to me, to my personal PayPal, Sylvia Staples at PayPal.me. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. So let us pray. I trust that you've invited someone to the broadcast today. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You still have time. We got about 30 more minutes here on the broadcast. You still have time for them to come on in and hear the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Come on in and be blessed. Amen. Praise God. Through the spoken word of God. Amen. Glory to God. So let us pray. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever. Cover all that are here today. Cover all that are going to go back on our various sites and hear the word of God. We come today asking you to bless every home. Father, we come with a praise today. We want to praise you for all things today. We want to praise you for who you are today. We want to praise you, oh God, for what you're allowing us to be in you. Thank you, God, that we have a praise. Thank you that we have a mouth to praise you with. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing us to this place where we can praise you. Father, on today, we come offering a sacrifice of praise. We call you holy, and we thank you, Lord God, for your holiness today. And Lord God, as we begin our day and some are ending their day and some are in the middle of their day, depending on where they are today, God, all around this world, we just come with a praise. We thank you and we praise you for protecting us throughout this day. We thank you and praise you for loving us. We thank you and praise you for giving us all that we have. We thank you for who we are, because we come to realize that we're nothing without you. Amen. And this today, God, we thank you for those that are going to sow sacrificial seed. God, as they release it, even as you put into their minds what to give, we ask for a blessing to fall upon them even as they think about giving. We thank you in advance for every offering that is going to be sent to this ministry. We thank you in advance, God, for the great and mighty things that you're going to do in their lives. And with this we say amen. And we ask all these blessings in the name of Jesus. We do pray. Amen, amen, and praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, praise God. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Amen. Welcome to the Message of Christ Church. We're preparing right now for the word. Amen. So I want to go to 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, verses 24 and 26 here very quickly. Very quickly. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 26. Amen. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 26. And this is what the word of the Lord says. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that so ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as certainly, so fight I, not as one that breathes the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection,
least that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Powerful scripture. 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 26. I want to talk today from that first verse. Know ye not, they which run in a race run all. And I'm going to stop right there. And I want you to keep that in your spirit. Run all. Today, God dropped in my spirit that this is the month where you're going to finish. So I want to talk to you for just a little bit about how to finish well. There's no need of you finishing broke. There's no need of you finishing less. Glory to God. But there is a finish anointing that God is putting on the body of Christ in this season. The finish anointing simply means that